podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. FMLFPL Milan.
This one's
another week in the books. Short turnaround. One day off. No Friday in my life. Game week 14 around the corner. What's up?
Yeah. A lot of action. A lot of pods. A lot of action. It's good to be here. Good to be with
the death of Friday in my life.
I know. It's a bummer with the fixture pile up to not do any of my lives, but
we don't. It's okay. It's just no days off. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
How'd you do this week?
Got 61. I got a lot, you know, a lot of my guys got points, so that was good. Got a lot, kind of like a round, well-rounded, good week to have no good defenders, because all the bad defenders got points. Lamptey, Target, Dallas for me. And, yeah, Captain Kev, Sun got points, DCL, Bamford, Mo, you know, my team is no fancy pants on my team. I just have all the, like, quote-unquote good picks except for in defense. So, they, you know, got a lot of points this week. So.
You basically have every, like, template guy in attack. But, yeah, you don't have, like, Chilwell would be, like, the...
Yeah.
Is there...
Yeah, or a City defender, you know.
Right.
I don't
but
have
none
a,
of them are even
good
that
defender.
Highly owned, I would say, right? Not compared to, like, Chilwell or even Zuma.
Yeah, I mean, the ownership is... I don't... Yeah, it's like whatever.
I'm just talking in terms of template. No. Yeah, I don't give a fuck
about it. So, that's me. Leno, big problem. Balbuena, you know, maybe a problem. Don't know. So,
yeah.
we have concerns.
I didn't watch that match live, but I did watch Match of the Day, and I saw Diop marking Benteke for the header goal, and I was like, oh, that's good for Walshy.
What marking? What
yeah,
marking?
Exactly. I was like, that's ridiculous. That's Balbuena straight back in right there. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not a concern of his place in the team. It's just the, I mean, the injury and the who knows what.
Injury.
But.
Yeah. I had the same with Konsa. I had the same with Konsa today. Nice little cheeky little hidden illness. Misses that. It sucked so much because it was such a good fixture, and it was just like, it was basically just a nailed on clean from like minute one. Emmy had to make like one real save. Everything
else
was very
fraudulent saves.
Yeah, so it was just, you know, that would have been a 6-pointer. I got Zambos 3 off the bench for him.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's half the points, but not that bad.
Yeah.
44 for me. I went up 896 places.
Get.
It's just the grayest
get the
of grays. I'm last place in the Pod Boys League. I did Teemo to Ings for -1 points.
That's upsetting.
Everything's upsetting. I got a Diash own goal, and again, like the easiest clean of all time. Whatever. Cap Kev, nothing. I just got nothing going. Experiment with no DCL has not been flying for me. And he got 5 and 5, and Everton don't really attack anymore.
Yeah.
So I like got that part right, but my replacements haven't been scoring points, so I got that part wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, he's been showing us, even in those few games where Rich missed, like he gets points when the team's not functioning because he's just good, so...
Yeah.
It's happening. It's still happening. But you know, you're not obviously a 5-pointer is not bearing anyone.
No, it's
so it's not like you're, you know, it's not like the call was holy shit, what
and,
a disaster. It's
and,
just
yeah, and the Chelsea one was a drawn pen. It wasn't even anything that he did in open play, you know, like it was,
yep.
But he just does it. He just has
yeah, he does it. He keeps doing it. He's good. Good player.
He's just good. Yeah.
All right. What else?
Shout out to the 3FML Field Prize League Mug League leaders for December. I think it's the exact same 3 actually. Matthias Hogberg, a.k.a. Mackem Mayhem, Frank Ficante, a.k.a. Hoofhearted, Sam Bass, a.k.a. Streich of Genius. And then shout out to the new leader of the Public League, Erland Osland, a.k.a. Merle Albion, a Norwegian back on top, as it should be.
As it should be.
As it should
fucking
be.
Fucking hell.
As things
absolutely.
Were written. All right, where should we start? We got scattered questions. The only thing we got multiple questions on were the like blanks and doubles and stuff like that. If you want to get that out of the way, Or do you want to start somewhere else? What are you thinking?
Dude, you know, I mean, you know me. The disillusionment with the blanks and the doubles is so sky high. It's like the least interesting thing to me about the game is that, because it's really just playing. It's like you're, it's like not player dependent. It's just like fixture and looking at pieces like they're commodity thing, and I don't like playing the game because of that.
For me, it's also so team specific. There's not the same answer for, you can pick 10 random teams and they will all have different problems and different solutions to those problems. That's why I hate talking about it, among other reasons. So, I mean, among all FPL pods or FPL anything, I think we'll have the least amount of words to say about blanks and doubles.
Yeah.
And just, probably won't talk about it again after this week when they got announced, you know, until,
yeah, I mean,
until
I,
they're
I
actually happening.
Yeah, I don't care. You know, use your chips, like, follow whatever the fuck person on Twitter says, this strategy, blah, 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 like, fine, whatever. Right. I don't give a shit. Like, do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I mean, we always say this every season, but the best strategy is to just come up with a strategy.
Yeah.
That's really, just be aware, make a plan.
Yeah, look at your team, who do you want to move, keep.
How many guys will you have playing in 18 if it's fucking very little? And they all
then
suck,
thing.
Then do a free hit. If you want to go in on the doubles, then fucking go for it and prep for it.
Yeah, then take hits and prep. You know, it's the same shit. But to sit here and spend a half an hour, you know, you get this anywhere. There's so many places, and that's not us. That's not our
just not
brand.
Our thing. Okay.
It's not our,
we got that out of the
get
way.
Off my back. Get off my back, bro.
Got that out of the way. What do you want to talk about, dude? I mean, we have the floor. There's one
dude,
day
there's
off. It's madness. It's
there's a lot of action. There's a lot.
Talk
of
to me
action,
about
okay.
the action. I mean, there were multiple games on at once. That was a cool thing.
Love that. Love the throwback.
It's so good.
I like. Yeah, so I like good. To. I mean, it, I forgot about what it was like to be in Festival on the Discord.
Actual.
When there were multiple games going on, and it's like, oh, this is so fun. Like
it's
when there's one
so
game, it's
much
just like,
more fun.
Yeah, so that was fun. But I think main action point is I think we need to start talking about City a little bit more, like with more emphasis about what they are. Because
they're...
I'm still sitting here like waiting for the City to do the thing. It's like they are playing two DMs,
it's
Kevin. It's not coming.
Yeah, I mean, just, unless Kuhn can go back to prime Kuhn, which is a
even
big
still,
if.
They weren't attacking with a couple men.
That's true, but the difference would be that Kev would actually be getting assists because someone
instead
would be there to finish his chances.
So are you talking about Kevin or Jack?
Yeah, well, they're the same.
Okay.
Jack's just 4 million cheaper, and that's why he's a good pick.
Yeah.
But they're both kind of bad.
Is he? Maybe they're both bad.
Yeah, I mean, they're both kind of bad because they have no one to finish their chances, even though they're both incredible also. But yeah, I mean, City, yeah, I mean, the 5-0 was, we said it at the time that wasn't really a 5-0. There was like a freak fucking...
Everything was freak.
Peacock, Pharrell, Mendy, Worldy, like all of
throwing
this shit.
Throwing assists, like
it
fucking Mahrez was actually,
yeah,
actually played a game.
Yeah, like...
And then what do we see? People buy Mahrez and he reverts exactly back to type.
Well, don't even get me started about Mahrez because...
Like, whatever.
Him playing 0 minutes is just everyone getting like 9 off the bench.
Well,
just like,
yeah, I mean, people get away with making bad picks all the time.
That's,
but
that's
it's still,
that feels story.
Well, fine, yeah, that's okay. But, I mean, basically...
Look at this mug, by the way. Unreal.
Nice mug.
It's getting like blurred
it's getting
out.
Green screened out.
It's a good job by me, though. Okay. I got the black tea going.
That content for... The podcast audio listeners, priceless.
Strictly YouTube content right there. Exclusive YouTube content. But yeah, City, I mean, it's just not happening. And the thing that sticks out to me also is that it's intentionally not happening.
Yeah.
It's
That's
not like a team's
thing.
Out of form. Pep needs to figure out a way to like blah, blah, blah. It's like he is set up like this.
Yeah.
They're
I mean,
doing the thing that he's asking for.
Yeah, that's the biggest important thing what you're talking about, right? Is that this isn't, he's just changing. He changed the whole outlook. And we've had, I mean, I'm like a fucking hamster. Like, I get conditioned to something and it takes me so long to like unlearn it.
Yeah.
But we've been sitting here with Pep City and it's like, when they don't score four, we're like, what's wrong? What's the fuck's happening? Like, how come they didn't score four? Well, they'll score four next game and then they just do. They're not scoring fucking goals. Like, this team is outnumbered in the final third and they're crossing and they're just not committing that many men for. They aren't overloading. They're just playing. They're playing to win the 1-0, 2-0, 2-1s. I mean, that's what he's changed them foundationally.
And Kev has 60 points.
Kev? So this is where transitioning to not a good pick?
Maybe not a good pick.
Like, maybe just a really bad pick and really bad value.
Well, that it's always been the problem with getting the assist guys as opposed to the goal guys, like the Eriksons of the past and whatever, Ozil, etc. It's like they need other people to score for them to get points. They can't just Hazard their way, beat three people and score, get a pen or whatever. Kev's now on pen, so it's a little different. But when Jesus, Raz, Torres, Mahrez are all out of form, like there's no solution there, Foden, then like he's just not getting points. He's still creating chances.
That's the thing that's challenging about it, because he did create a lot of chances in the West Brom game. You know, he could have had two, and then he's sitting here with like 15 points, and we're just like, yeah, great, Kev did what
Guess
we expect Kev to do.
Guess who else created a lot of chances and looked great?
Jack Grealish.
Yeah.
But what you're saying, though, too, is, I mean, you know, and you can't look at this as, oh, yeah, well, next game it's going to continue, and he's going to create chances that aren't finished, and the next game it's going to... That's the variance of the game, right? We don't know from week to week what's going to happen, but... Every shot he takes is blocked by a teammate or usually the opposing team.
Yeah.
He can't get his shots off. Like, we were talking about this about a month ago, right? Yeah. We're watching, and I was like, dude, like, he's like, can't shift the ball fast. Like, he's like fucking slow as shit. Yeah. And when he gets the ball around the edge and he's like, you know, and he's had a couple, he should have probably had like two goals. He had that one that Jesus hit the bar a couple. So you put a couple in there and he's like, okay, cool, good. But, he's fucking one of like the second most expensive player in the game, and I think it's worth looking at him critically to be like, is this the best expenditure? Yeah. Because realistically, captaining him feels pretty loose to me.
I mean, listen, I have been anti-Spurs, you know, I transferred out Kane, I haven't had Son all year. It's indefensible to go Kev over Son at this point.
Yeah.
It's striker getting shots, elite world class finisher, and the other setting up chances for Ferran fucking Torres and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gundo. You know, it's like, it's just 2 million? That's crazy. That's way too much.
No, no. I mean, that comparison, but, you know, then you still look at Kevin and he's still going to trick.
Yeah,
trickle.
I mean, he's,
I mean,
too
he's
good.
Still a fucking really good player and they have
he's too
good
big
fixtures.
To fail.
Yeah, they have good fixtures coming up and. I mean, with Pens, he has no goals in open play. It's fucking game week 14 coming up. It's ridiculous, though.
It's barely possible. It makes no sense.
It's insane. But when you watch the games, though, it makes a lot of sense because he can't get shots fucking through. He gets the ball in the same spots. And it's like he used to just score his goals on, he'd be the late runner in the middle. Or he would be able to shift the ball and not shoot directly in front of the defender and just curl and like top in it, right? And that has been missing all year, that second part. He's had some good
part of that is also his teammates to blame. It's like, right? Like Raz, Kun, blah, 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 pushing the defenders deep into the box and then Kev's free and like...
Well, they're also outnumbered in the... They're always outnumbered. That's the issue is that they're set up differently. So he has to beat more men or there are more people there. So there's like more clogged shit. And, you know, that's by design. They're not throwing very many forward. So it's just, you know, it seemed like a profound, you know, looking at City, it just seems like in the Manchester United game the week before, like West Brom is... Yeah, I mean, it's something that I'm definitely looking at Kevin now is like, you know, what am I doing with this spot? Like, what am I spending 12 million on this spot? Is he going to trickle enough?
Yeah.
Or is this a place that I can, you know, kind of spread it?
You know, this conversation is sort of reminding something in me, which was, I think, a precog or a preseason or postmodern, one of those three. That is also, like, they are doing this by design, but I said it's working earlier, but it's kind of not. You know what I mean? I mean, they had their good 5-0 and 2-0 in a row against Burnley and Fulham, like two of the bottom five teams in the league.
Yeah, they're
but then they drew against
West
Manchester
Ham,
United, and then they drew against West Brom.
Yeah, they, I mean, they're in fucking ninth place.
So
they're in ninth place.
That actually gives me a little bit of confidence to be like, actually, maybe it's not working and he'll change.
Maybe he's going to stop and go back to what they used to
do. Yeah, he knows what's happening. They're 8 points behind Liverpool, and that's not acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good shout. I mean, maybe he's going to just throw the tools down and be like, you know what, guys, we're going back to doing this other thing that we used to do when we were walked second
when we were
for
like
second place.
Three
when
XG we were per game, scoring 100 points, what it, 99 points in the league.
The other thing that I was thinking about with this, that it's like, I'm like sitting here, like, what is Pep? Like, why is he doing this? I feel like this is the way he wants to play in the quarterfinals of the Champions League.
Yes.
And he does it, and they fucking shit the bed because they never do it.
Right.
And
You can't. He's practicing for it.
Yeah. But it's like, what the fuck? Like, come on. Yeah. And it's like, you got
to. That is true. I mean, he wants to be solid. Like, he wants to, like, shut teams out and be solid in like, a two-legged Champions League tie.
Yeah, but
sense.
This is a 38-legged, you know, donkey race, and they're finishing ninth right now, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe he's going to shift it and change it and be like, all right, we have this in our DNA now, so we can revert back to this, and they know where the fuck they're supposed to play or something. I don't know, but...
If it was Wilder, he would just stay the same, but maybe we should give Pep a little bit more rope, you know? I mean...
Wilder... Good coach.
Yeah, I mean, Simple Mike said, can the Pod Boys go in depth on Wilder's decision to bring on Phil Jagielka to keep up with Rashford? And I mean, just world-class manager. The best thing about the sub was, like, Rashford was offsides a couple times immediately after. I think Tony had an offsides immediately after because Paul was just playing, like, delicious balls all day. And then for the first goal, Rashford just started his run like 3 yards in front of Phil, in front of Jags, because he's just like, I can just rinse this old fuck. And he's on so onside. Takes an amazing first touch score. It's just like, oh, what a joke. But sorry, that was a tangent, little tangent.
No, it's good. That's a good tangent.
I'm
also for on that side note with Sheffield, I'm excited to see them without Berga, whatever the fuck. I think he's just kind of ass. I think he's bad. Like, they were worse when they got him last year.
Yeah,
downturn in form happened exactly when they started playing him and the COVID, and then after COVID they couldn't fucking play.
He's playing out of position. Like,
maybe, I don't know.
Wilder's sort of playing him like box to box,
eight-ish
guy.
He's
a fucking like 6'5 monster. Like, just
he should be shielding.
Play him at DM. He's fucking
Rice. He's
he's
Deckers.
Declan Zambo monster human.
No,
you
not
know?
Zambo. Zambo's so much
meanwhile, he has to fit.
Sully Zambo's
he
name
has
in this?
To fit Ampadu into the team. And just, he has to have Basham play free aid. It's just like,
Ampadu actually should be playing in that team. But anyway, going back to the City thing. So
yeah, so Kev is still really good. We need
still
to watch to see if they change anything. Next one or two fixtures, if they're not changing anything.
I mean, at Southampton, great fixture.
Great attacking fixture.
Great fixture. Home Newcastle, they're a rival ship. Great fixture.
Yeah, so we're not getting rid of him now.
Maybe. Probably not. But it's just one of those where, you know, I'm looking. This is other. Like, I look at, you know, in our Discord, like, the rate my team, like, everyone's like, blah, blah, blah. Like, Kevin's in. Like, we should just be looking at that spot as not like, oh, I got Kevin. Phew. Like a.
Yeah.
Like, wipe your brow of the sweat.
I think I'm set.
Like,
I
got Kevin.
Right.
Like, he's, you know, it's like, whatever. I don't know. It feels fine
because
to
that,
not.
Yeah, going into,
even
say,
like
this
Kane,
week.
Dude,
what?
How is he better than Kane?
That's what I said with Son. It's the same thing.
But even Kane, it's like
a
both.
A million
like worse
more
than
expensive
both.
Than Kane than a striker on Spurs. Like, a Jose second-year syndrome striker. It's just, like,
they
not
both
possible.
Have pens. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not possible. It's honestly not.
Because it's
not.
Just slowly and, like. I mean, Bruno's cheap. Bruno's also, I don't know that. I'm not sure. But like Mo, it's like, how many players do you go down before, oh, there's Kevin in the list? And it's like, well, if these other players are all better, then we can't fit him in, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Want to look at Kevin. Wow. Who your wife is going to just love that part of the pod when she listens.
You fucking hell. Oh, God. Oh, man. I said to her, though, wait, when was it? Yesterday evening or something? I was like, you know, babe. I was like, I'm starting to actually think about selling Kevin. And she just looks at me. She's like, Opfi.
That's so good.
I'm like, yeah.
You know, I would love to see Rodri dropped. Not even Gundo.
I
would just love to just see...
Go back to... He also might just be, like, sabotage.
Rodri?
Yeah.
He's just...
He might be awful. I mean, I don't... I keep reading, like, Michael Cox or, like, these tactics with all the arrows and shit. And, like, Rodri's really good at this. And he's
well,
really
I had
good
the Mooney fireside, right? And it's like... I don't blame him as much as I blame City for not actually buying a Dino replacement and going after Jorginho and Rodri. Like, if Jorginho was in the side, it'd be just as bad.
Yeah, but it'd be worse. He can't it'd be way worse.
But, like, neither of them do any of the Fernandinho things.
Yeah.
No, so, that's like why didn't we just buy a guy who can do that
like
stuff?
Like a party or whatever.
Yeah. So, I don't know. City, fucking weird.
Weird.
They're still, like, heavy favorites to win the title, which is interesting. Game in hand. I don't know.
I'm excited. I mean, Kun could start.
He could start. Yeah.
He could start.
I mean, he could also never start again.
Or
not. It's one of those.
But we don't know.
I know. But we don't
Jesus
know.
Jesus,
though. What's he up to?
I don't know.
What did he do? Rough. What did he do in the West Brom game?
No shots.
No, but just like what did he do for how many minutes he played?
You could say that about six of the players. I mean, it was just the performance.
I actually thought Raz was like one of his better games.
Yeah, he was running around. He was doing. He was playing.
Yeah, he like created chances. He got the assists. Like he did some stuff.
Bad. Rodri bad. Gundo was fine.
Gundo was fine.
Jesus bad. Kevin was fine.
The fullbacks didn't really do anything. Yeah, Cancelo was really bad.
He was insanely bad. I don't know. All right, let's go somewhere else.
City. What do you want to talk about next?
The other thing I wanted to talk
about. Yeah, no, I knew. Yeah, but before we started recording, Walsh was like, there's a lot of action, like a lot of shit. So I knew there was like shit coming. I was like, okay, yeah, here we go. Let's go.
This is part of my, like, I don't know if I'm going to do this because it's stupid, in theory stupid, but Liverpool, I think it's like, this is where they're going to fucking fly up ascendancy. Like, I think that 3 points was like, oh, wow, the league's easy as fuck. And they've done this before.
Right.
They know what the fuck is happening. And they're clearly the best team in the league. Clearly.
I think that's very
fucking
clear.
So clearly. Yeah. Miles the best team in the league.
Yeah.
And I feel like this congestion is like, give me all of this. Like, Klopp and them are like, give this all to me in my veins when all these other teams are fucking 1-1-ing and 0-0-ing.
They did the same last year. Like, pile-up came, they're just like, we're just going to win every game.
Yeah. And I think it's like Trent and Robbo time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, big time Trent
Robbo
time.
You shouted them last week, actually, to be fair.
A little shot. Now, I mean, I'm watching. I'm like, Trent was fine. Like, totally looked regular after the last game where he was dog. And we were like, holy shit, he's not fit.
He's not
totally
still
regular.
Not fit. Yeah. I didn't even think he was going to start, to be honest.
Yeah. And he was fine. And then Robbo, I mean, he was playing a little more reserved the way the game was playing out. But, like, you know, Robbo's, he got the assist. He's still taking some set pieces and shit. And that feels like...
He had
like
some moments, too, where he was just, like, looking so... He was still doing those, like, overlapping runs, just getting into the box and stuff. That was Sebichu's question. Is like, I think there's an opportunity to get ahead of the curve, bring in a pool fullback soon, which one of the two looks more likely to score points.
Yeah, and... This is also, is, you know, we have to also remember the preseason, right? Trent was in every single team.
His Discord ownership was probably like 99%.
Yeah. He was in every team, and he has one assist. And
he had COVID in preseason and didn't train. It was totally fucked. Then he also did his calf, and VVD is out, Gomez is out, Allison missed time.
Yeah.
But they do seem to be a little bit hitting a little bit of form.
Yeah, and I mean, they have some aways coming up, and, you know, they have a blank, but It just seems to me like this, like, I mean, I don't even really have, like, good reasons. It's just, like, memory or something where it's just like, oh, this is when Liverpool starts to just 3-0, 2-0, 1-0, 4-0. Like, no one can lay a glove. And, I mean, you know, the Matip with the back spasm thing, but, like, Fabinho's fine. Like, even though that second center back's not there, the midfield's getting healthier. Like, Curtis, it's just, like, it doesn't matter. They are so good. So that's where I'm thinking with Kevin. I'm like,
Well, the thing with gut feelings, like we covered a lot, I think last season, is just like, it's not like just some random take. It's like an amalgamation of everything you, every information parcel you've ever gathered. You just can't like organize it. You know, that's really what a gut feeling is. So it's like, we've seen this. They've been incredible for three seasons or whatever. That's where the gut feeling is coming from. It's not just like, oh, yeah, maybe this will work, you know?
Right. And I think that's my thing today with this is, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot the last few days since that game.
Maybe I'll just fuck Chilwell off or something.
And they're, you know, you still look at them, they're 7-2 and they're not, you know, good value, and you look at, you know, City are cleaning and the things, but you know, it's definitely one to look at, and I'm definitely looking at it also with, you know, relation to, you know, a Jack or something like that, and you know, who's gonna get more points. Like, I mean, Jack creates 55 chances and walks away with nothing.
He's so good.
And
today,
if Liverpool are baseline cleaning, and I mean, he's baseline maybe getting an assist, you know, the prices are the same, those kind of things. But Liverpool defense, you know, it's Rabo's been doing the things, but like Trent has one assist and
that's not,
he's going to finish with a bunch of points. I mean, he's too good not to. He's going to.
Yep. Interesting. We got random other scattered questions. You want to just bang them out?
Sure.
See if any bring us anywhere. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Nick said, what do you guys think of Neto at Wolves in the 5 million bracket? So he's competing with like Soupcheck. I guess like Bowen's a little more expensive. There's like the Lookman Cavallero punty kind of thing.
Yeah. I still would rather have a defender. It's just so inconsistent. You know, it's you watch, he's good. You know, you watch them and he's lively.
I was going to say, but he's really good. Like Wolves have been fucked up. And one of their very few positives this season is like, okay, Neto's really good.
Yeah, no, he's a good player. Here. Yeah. But Wolves are really fucked up. Like, you know, they're super a mess. And Nuno's trying to figure out what to do with them, and they're trying to figure out what to do with themselves. Without Jim there, it's just, they're just a fucked up mess. And I expect them to be that way until Jim's back or they buy a real person in January. So, you know, he's 5'8 now. And
what's the deal with Jim?
Is he just like, he fucking, his head's broken?
I know. Just put on the Czech helmet and just get, you're good to go, you know?
He's not. It's not. Okay, Dr. Alon. Fractured head. Here's a soft helmet.
Yeah.
Go play. You're fine.
Game's gone. Back in my day, leather helmet straight in.
But
yeah,
like he's,
I don't
competing
know,
against the chill, like those defenders too, and I'm just like, give me one of them. Yeah, yeah. Reese. You know.
Yeah,
I
like
that.
Diaz. Yeah, there's just not, there never was many goals in the Wolves team, even with Jim. Oh. It was still like, we didn't really have any other mids or anything like that. And then like Neto's position has been really inconsistent. Like he's played a bunch of midfield. He's played on the left. He's played on the right. He's played down the middle. Don't know.
And he's the kind of player too. You know, you get him in, he blanks two games in a row and you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah.
You know, like you don't want those kind of punts.
He could get subbed on 64 and take zero shots. Like, that's in his bag, you know? Yeah, and you're
absolutely
just like, why do I have it?
I still think Saka's my favorite pick down there in that 5.x region. I feel like he's the best, even though, okay, Arsenal have been diabolical, but he's 5'2 and he plays it. I don't know. I think he's, I like him.
I think you're a little too low on Soupcheck, to be honest. I think he's better than where
know.
You rate him.
Maybe.
His numbers
are
actually good. Like, that's why. That's entirely what I'm basing
underlines
off of.
Are good.
Yeah, his numbers are like, there's like guys like Dunk who just score random set piece goals and they're fucking shit. And it's like, you would never want that, you know? But Soupcheck, like, actually gets good shots. He gets like high quality shots with good numbers. Yeah.
consistently. The late runner.
Yeah, like he gets good shit. It's not just corners and stuff. So I don't know. He's
so you
good.
Like that five? Yeah.
Well, the
okay.
thing with Sokka
I'm fine
is
with
like
that. He could just not play or some shit.
Well, he could not play, but and he has one goal, points. Zero assists. I mean, he's on the
yeah, fine.
18th
I mean,
team in the league or whatever.
That's yeah. No, that's not an objective thing. That's just my, you know, how I yeah. I have
no
the feelings
I love
about
it
him.
And he looked so good against Southampton, but,
he's, but
again
yeah.
no
so
points.
fine so as an FPL tip, don't buy Sokka, but yeah, net Suchek, yeah, Suchek fine. He just, players like that don't excite me. Like I don't enjoy owning the player when I'm like, oh yes, like a corner, like here's my guy, like, you know, it's like, yeah. it's just I don't know, I like when they're in the open play and they're always in the final third and not just yeah.
Maybe this is another is another blind spot because
well,
you'd be better to just not watch the matches and just get Suchek.
Hey. How about Benrahma? Because he's starting now.
Yeah.
I'm interested there. Because Masuaku is fucking dead to fuck. And without him, they're not going back to this. They're this new formation.
But would
here
you
to
go
stay.
Benrahma over Bowen?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Why? Just shoot. Bowen, he's so selfish.
Yeah, I think Benrahma's got, I just feel like he's got more goals in him than Bowen, honestly. That's really it. I feel like Bowen's a lot more of the, like, he relies on, I mean, he does get shots and he does a lot of the countering and stuff, but
yeah.
Benrahma's just like more lethal to me. I mean, Bowen scored a lot last year with, I mean, that's tough. I think maybe it's like, I want the shinier new friend.
Well, that's always our weakness. That's definitely one of many Achilles' heels. We have
but
tons
Benrahma,
of...
yeah. But Benrahma just, like, when he plays, I'm like, holy shit, like, this guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, he took, like, what was it? He took six shots against Leeds. Like, I remember just being like, wow,
yeah.
if he shoots this much, yeah. he's this selfish, yeah. like, he's gonna go score goals. But Bowen is, like, he's really good.
Yeah, Bowen's
Bowen is
really
just
good.
A
Bowen's
really
good
player. And
they're
like,
both really good.
Yeah, they are. They really are. There should be goals there. That fucking Allaire bicycle is absolutely
yeah.
insane. But
the issue, I guess, is a little bit of like, where's the creativity? I don't know, dude. Fucking, I like both of them.
They have weird fixtures. They have Chelsea, Brighton, home Brighton, and away Southampton back to back is really good. Then they have away Everton, then a blank.
Yeah, but they have one day off there.
What, between those two matches?
Brighton and Southampton. It says Sunday, Tuesday, yeah.
Jesus. So,
so
stupid.
Who knows who's going to play
that?
Why
do they do this? But then, yeah, they blank in 18, but then they have home Burnley, home West Brom, double in 19.
Yeah, that's
like,
pretty
I want
good.
Both of them for that. That's yeah. insane. Although, actually, we should talk about West Brom because they signed Big Sam. So there's one less whipping boy in the league because you don't want to ever captain against them now. Starting now. I won't captain against him probably.
Well, Big Sam's a little bit of a, I mean, he's not a pool.
Is he a
like,
fraud?
He's not gonna just go out there and park like a 6'4".
What? You don't think
he
so?
Might.
I do.
I don't know. I don't know. He managed England. He's an ex England manager.
He's an ex Big Mac in the bar manager. I don't know. I think it just buses all the way.
It definitely makes Johnstone interesting.
Yes. Yes.
Because, you know, that could be like the Pope situation where they're
yep.
all the defenders are just ridiculously bad at bonus points because they don't do any of the things and the pass completion percentage, all that shit, and that, you know, Johnstone just makes four saves and his cleans are worth seven.
Yeah,
like
he
Pope
already has
four.
Seven bonus points, even though they have two cleans.
Yeah, yeah. So that's exciting. I think Johnstone's an exciting one.
That's probably a good pick now. Maybe you can get Ivanovic in the end.
Yeah, and Ivan. You know, Ivan's... Are you joking or being
I'm
serious?
I'm not that joking
I
that
was,
much.
I was looking at him.
Yeah, no, I think Big Sam's going to see him and be like, you're one of my dogs. Like,
yeah,
I need
you're one of us.
I need you to be a dirty fucking dog. And Ivan just like...
Bot.
He just grunts.
He's like an orc.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Big Sam's like, go out there, kill people. He's like, I'm on it. So yeah, I mean, yeah, that it is. It is.
Ivanovic is like, I wish he's like Jobu or something, like from Major League. He like sacrifices a chicken in the fucking locker room. He's just like grunting.
Oh my god, Major League! Yeah, just doing the like ball sack thing after he scores the goal to the bench. Big Sam does it right back at him. So good.
West Brom. Yeah, okay, West Brom.
The stock for gum purchases in West Bromwich Albion is just skyrocketing with Big Sam. The Hemdog said Spurs' fixtures look plum going forward. For those of us who trespass against Kane, Son, double up me, shall we jump back on? So,
I mean, not owning Son, it's still just like what's happening in your brain.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. Well, I'm
so.
My opinion. Excuse you. I mean, they're both good picks.
Yeah, Kane.
Sorry to say, they're both good picks.
He's 10-9 right now.
They're both good.
They're both good. Like, not having Kane, I think, is like not a big deal. But Son is just.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Bigger,
but
it's a bigger deal.
But like we went through earlier with Kevin and whatnot, it's not that many guys ahead of Kane and Son.
No.
Right?
It's really like Mo. Bruno, maybe. Probably
maybe
not.
Bruno.
Probably not.
That's it. So
we should have Kevin.
Should have both. But look, I have Kevin. Well, I have Kevin. So fuck us. I don't know. Spurs. Spurs are good.
Yeah,
they should be top four. They should be top four this season.
Yeah,
easily.
They definitely should be. Good players.
Yep.
Good players on that team. Good manager.
They're fucking
good team. Fucking good team.
The thing that I do personally hate about them is probably part of the reason I don't have them is they're like not very captainable. And I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate spending 10-9 on a Kane forward and seeing, you know, fucking home Fulham. And I'm like, I don't know. Do they 1-0 that? Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I captain Son. Got blanks. It was fine. Yeah, no problem. I captain, no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Brighton home, West Brom, captain Son, captain, no problem.
Yeah,
no
like
problem.
I see home Fulham and I'm like, don't know if they score more than one goal. I see home Leeds and I'm like, okay, maybe that's a Son game.
Yeah, home but Leeds. It still comes back to like Mo, you know, I feel pretty good back on kind of that default on Mo against a non-top four. So I don't really give that much shit about captain elsewhere. If I have to throw it on Bamford or whatever, I'll do that.
But it's a bias that's in my head, you know? Like Puck said, should I just leave the armband on Mo throughout the entire season? Seems good. And it's like, you're not wrong.
Yeah, non-top four. I mean, he doesn't blank. He's the best player. He's fucking ridiculous.
Greatest
he's so good.
FPL player of all time.
Overall ICT index, 1. Of 607.
There you go.
Is that good?
Nick said, we did that already. Pat Dowling said, is it time for Tony Gloves, Leeds, open fixture, and when he's on, we know what he can do?
I mean,
I said jokingly in Discord today, like, imagine someone would predict that Tony Gloves has a 20-goal season. Like, fuck me. Like, I thought, I was so fucking orgasmic about Tony going into the season.
He still could. I think he could. I genuinely believe he could still score 20 this year. There are fucking a lot of games left,
dude.
He
has one goal.
It's only 19 to go.
One down. I mean, yeah. I mean, we saw today, like, glimpses of what he is. You know?
Good player playing
just, like, no-look, over-the-top through balls, you know?
As long as he's got the French connection,
it was actually there. Like, the look that Tony gave him when they group back up to hug was just like, let's fuck.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so fun. That's good. Yeah, I don't know. Tony, it's a punt. It's a big time punt.
It's not a punt. How is that a punt? He's a proven asset.
Tony?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm answering.
Tony.
Stop it. He's a massive punt.
What are you talking about? Just because he's not popular doesn't mean he's a punt. Neto's a punt because he's fucking little, never done it before.
He's not even starting consistently.
Well, Cavani with his little dalliance. He's going to be starting consistently for the next few. And if he gets going, I mean, he looked fucking electric today. You know, that's how he is. He just flips on a switch. It's a turn of a dime. I don't think it's a punt at all. I think it's just, you know, you want to commit a second asset?
Punty.
Much better.
It's punty.
Much better.
You know who everyone should get is Mason Greenwood, on track for 30 goal season. The greatest finisher in the world.
He was very frustrating today.
He's fucking
very frustrating.
Unless he's magically scoring every shot, he's always frustrating.
Yeah, he might just not. We'll see.
He's a little kid. He's probably going to be good, but he's not ready now.
Little baby boy. No, I think that the Tony pick is no problems, dude.
Shrewd.
No problem. Absolutely no problem with that.
Well, you could just get Danny Ings against 10-man Arsenal. That should be good.
I mean, the last thing Southampton want to face is a fucking bus. We know that. But that, regardless of that, tongue-in-cheek. I mean, Martial, again, but this is another thing, right? Coming back to the preseason. We're, like, taking hits after game week one blank to get him in, you know? Because we're looking at this player like, yeah, he's fucking good, and we thought he was underpriced. So he's dropped even
his 8-7.
Yeah, his
breakout year last year.
He's fucking good. He's really fucking good. And he's been absolutely disgusting this year. But, you know, he's the kind of player for me when I watch him play.
I captained him in game week two.
Well, you captained him against the Eagles, so that was your first mistake.
TBT.
Tony, though, like, I watch him play one good game, I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I'm there. Like, I'm fine. You know, you blink and you miss it with him.
Are you really fucking going there? Oh, my God.
I think he's good pick. He's good pick. Like, Rashford, terrible pick. Terrible player. Fucking absolute shit fucking player.
You hate
player.
Him so much.
I hate him. I absolutely hate watching him.
Today.
I hate him.
He was great.
Martial, great player. The thing with him, though, is, like, where? How are you? Like, I guess you're selling Jesus.
I'm, like, looking at Ings.
They're playing Leeds, dude.
I'm looking at Ings. He has home city, and I'm like, I could just go to Tony.
They're playing Leeds.
I just transferred in Ings.
Well, he was playing left back, so is that good?
No.
You have to
still
move
looked really rusty.
To fucking left back so that Feo can... They're accommodating Feo. That's what happened this weekend.
God Actual. Damn it. I'm so lost. I'm so bad at FPS. I can't believe you guys listen to our podcast. Insane. They just listen for the fucking talk. They just want to hang out with us.
I don't blame them. We're fucking awesome.
Nice. All right, Tony, I'll think about it. I'm already in, like, free fall mode as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, I don't know how I'm needing to convince you on Tony. You're, like, the biggest tone fester of life.
Because I'm trying to, like, be quote-unquote good at FPL, but I'm still bad, so...
Well, you're good when you do this shit, not when
I'm good when I do bad shit. I just want to do bad shit with my friend, with this my hood rat friends.
let's go to the next, whatever's next.
All right, we're going to our teams and shit. So, what are you doing moves-wise? What are you looking at?
I mean, there's a lot cooking in this kitchen. I really don't know, because...
Your whole team returned.
Yeah, so what? There's always...
I'm just talking.
It's always... I'm not going to... That doesn't mean they're all going to return next weekend.
That's true.
The different plates... Leno, big problem. Dallas, problem.
Dallas is just like a goal-scoring defender.
He's a problem.
Our Dallas combo right before he scored was...
Oh, my God.
We weren't too hot on him.
I need to do something with Dallas. Dallas is just the worst thing. He's gotten me so many points, and I just want to give them back. I'm still, like, really fucked off about Grealish. Like, he's, like, I'm owning him out of spite because I know he's a good pick. Like, I conceptually can understand that.
It's so
but I
frustrating.
Don't, I
it's
just don't,
so
like,
frustrating.
Once again, the team was bad. Like, Villa were bad again because their players are bad. Those two things went together today.
I think that... Team performance was good, but the players are bad. Like a little bit different way of saying the same thing, sort of.
But it's still just like you're playing Burnley at home, and you did all the things that Burnley wanted you to do. And it's like, they...
I don't think Burnley wanted them to take like 27 shots and a lot of them being good chances in the box, but...
They did when they fell to anyone besides Grealish, because what happens when that occurs is nothing. Yeah. I mean, El Ghazi is just a different way to say Trezeguet. And Watkins, I still just don't even know what the fuck he is. And they put a couple men on Jack, and it's... Yeah, he's making key passes and chances
created. You don't need to convince me how fucking frustrating it is to have him. But he... Like, yeah, I mean, it's exactly what we said earlier. He's Kev for $7 million or whatever the fuck he costs. But Kev is kind of bad now.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, no, I mean, so, I mean, I'm thinking about, I mean, I know, you know, Jack's going to fucking Big Sam in his inaugural address. I don't, that doesn't seem good to me.
Followed by Palace, Chelsea, Manchester United, Spurs, Everton.
Yeah, I mean, you tell me that these, The thing is, I mean, and Barkley, right, that's a big miss, but you put a couple guys on him, and the team just doesn't work. And that's what everyone's doing, and they don't work. Like, Villa look fucking devoid every game for the past month. So I don't like that.
So upsetting.
Kevin, the thing is, like, if I want to really go balls deep and try this Liverpool defense thing, I mean, I would need to shift him. I don't know if I'm ready to do that.
You would need to shift Kev?
Kevin. Yeah.
Right, because you need a huge amount of money.
A huge amount of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is basically... I don't really have a good move with Jack. Like, I'm not just going to sit here and do, you know, like, Jack to Wilf or something when Wilf's playing Liverpool.
Right.
And, I mean, that is something I could do maybe next week if I'm still a little bit upset about it, but...
Right.
So that's the thing is, if I could just... I have two frees I saved last week, so I could take a hit and, you know, get some random midfielder for Kevin and then get Robbo and Trent. So that's something I'm thinking about.
Sure.
Otherwise, you know, I could do a straight swap with Leno, or I could just do a straight swap with Dallas and float. And that's pretty much what I'm looking
at. Breaking the golden rule of not spending transfers on keepers there is a little troubling.
Yeah, I mean, what else? I don't know. I mean, I could go to Johnstone.
Yeah.
Put 0.5 in the bank.
It doesn't seem like Leno's going to get tons of points.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I'm watching them, and it's just where they defended well with 10 men. I mean, they did defend well against Southampton. Honestly, I mean, they had the post thing, but I mean, other than Tierney not tracking a run for the goal, I mean, otherwise they did play pretty well defensively. So I mean, that's not even that big of a problem.
He's not getting save points either, though.
No, which is kind of strange.
You want like either. They're not a good chef or clean, and they get tons of save points and potential bones, or they're a really steady clean team, and he's doing neither right now.
Neither. Yeah. I mean, I think I don't know why I even have him. I just like him. I like.
Did you get that 10-pointer versus Leeds with him?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. That was cool.
Yeah. That was great. What do you? But then we were also talking about Pope. I mean, I could get Pope in.
He is I would probably have to
get rid of Lamptey.
He is an absolute fantasy monster. He has 4 double-digit hauls.
He has more than everyone on my team, basically. More than Mo. Does he have more than Mo?
14 bonus points.
Yeah, Mo only has 3.
He has the second most bonus points in the entire game to Kane and Son. Nick Pope. Who didn't even play Game Week 1.
Cleans, I mean, his cleans are worth or 6 or 7 points.
He didn't play 2 matches, and he's 3rd in the game.
I mean, I mean, that's another thing. I could just do Lamptey and Leno to Pope and, like, some like, bad defender who at least plays.
Yeah. That's which something I don't know. About. That's something to think about.
What do you think of all these options? What do you feel like? Or I just do Dallas to, like, someone who's not Dallas and float.
Or, wait, because you have 2 frees?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like what I would do for Alon's brother's team here. And Leno is by far your worst starter.
Yeah.
That's not definitely. Even close. Every
not close.
Week.
Not close.
So it's like sort of tempting to just change there, but I don't know about using both frees just feels so bad to me. I still think I'd rather just go Johnstone than like double changing to get Pope.
What do you think about the Kevin to the Liverpool guys? Do you think that's just fucking I'm killing my season doing something like that?
Definitely not killing. I don't think City guy is going to kill your season, honestly. But I wouldn't do it for away Southampton this week.
Palace?
I mean, because Kev has away Southampton. Yeah. It's just like top two attacking fixture in the league right there. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I don't know. I'd probably just hold Kev. I think a lot of people will captain Kev. That's dangerous.
Yeah, and it would be nice not to have to root against Palace like that hard.
Yes.
So you think Leno to Johnstone is a pretty decent
I like that.
Swap.
I think it's okay. Yeah, even though it breaks the golden rule, I think it's pretty okay. Your team is just good. You're good at FPL.
I don't need to reinvent the bank, and I could sit here and figure out that later. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it earlier. Yeah, you have, like, the template attack, which is a good thing.
Yeah, okay. So Leno to Johns. I'm any reason to cheer on Big Fat more, I'm going to get behind.
The only other thing that I'm thinking is, like, if you're going to turn Kev into someone, and maybe it's not this week, maybe it's the week after, like, Kev and, like, Keenan Davis to Kane is good, too.
Oh, like, just swapping Kev to Kane?
Because after Leicester and Wolves, they have home Fulham, home Leeds, at Villa, at Sheffield in a row. Don't blank, just four amazing fixtures in a row. It's something I'm thinking about for you. For me.
Yeah.
For
you. Well, I mean, home Leicester's.
You know what I mean. On paper.
What are you looking at over there?
Well, so I don't think I'm going to get news from Dino about Konsa's illness. He might have COVID. I don't even fucking know.
Does that matter? Do you care about that?
Well, yeah, because I was planning on starting him against West Brom. I mean, I was planning... Mm-hmm. The only reason I changed his formation, a big part was so I could start Konsa in every fucking game, including home Burnley, easiest clean of their lives, and away West Brom.
Yeah.
And he misses Burnley, and he's probably going to miss West Brom. So, I don't know.
So, you think that's where you want to use it?
Well, I don't know, because then I'm starting Zambo against Newcastle, or Brewster's going to get 10 minutes against Brighton. So, that doesn't seem good. But I also have Ings, home City. I don't know. My team's so bad, man. I should just go back to DCL and just, like, fucking fuck it.
I think spending it on Konsa is probably the most impactful thing to do.
Why don't I just do both? I don't fucking know, dude.
So you'd have like five and change for that spot, a defender? I mean, getting a Burnley guy is not... I mean, dude, Burnley are just... They're Burnley.
Well, it's the classic us. We called that. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chaz Taylor's been fucking great for me.
Yeah.
He's been getting Burnley me... I mean, since I got him, I think he got me like three cleans and four starts or
Burnley
something. I didn't start
back.
Him this week. But
This is preseason, pre-cog, yeah. Burnley, yeah. Palace, cleaning in the games that they're supposed to clean.
So doing that seems good.
What, just Konsa to Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's I'd probably go somewhere like that if I trade out transfer out Konsa, so... I don't know. We'll see tomorrow. I'm looking at Konsa. I'm looking at Ings. I'm just very down. I mean,
Ings, you gotta stick with Ings. You got him. You know what he is. He's gonna get points. He just didn't get points this week.
Down on the game as a whole.
Your team is
playing it.
Yeah, I mean, your team is also on paper like good. It's the double Chelsea D and then they have back-to-back no clean. You know, those are the things that hit.
I mean, look at Chelsea Wolves, back-to-back, no clean against fucking Wolves Everton. Everton with none of their players.
Yeah,
I get Diaz versus West Brom. He gets 0-pointer. Konsa doesn't play.
Good. Yeah.
It's just like, on paper, my team was fucking unreal this week. And I put up 44 points and doubled.
Yeah. Well, those are the on paper, my team looks unreal are the weeks where it's like, holy shit, what happened?
But every week is holy shit, what happened? On paper good or on paper bad. So what does that mean?
Hey now.
Anyway, my team sucks. Let me slap some asses. We have Mr. Mills, Landon Schultz, Addison Wilkes. Then ask, get in there. New signups. Thanks for signing up. We kind of just ran truck through this pod. We're under an hour for the first time in a while, I think.
Yeah, well, there's one day to listen, so I think that's probably a good thing.
Needs must,
dude,
right?
I'm looking back. I'm like, dude, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have a long day tomorrow.
Well, that's the thing. It's like goalkeeper transfers, but the other thing is you have two frees and nowhere else to spend it, right?
I mean, like I don't, if I'm not going to be restructuring defense, like I'd rather probably do it on Dallas because I don't ever want to start Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, starting a Leeds defender is a fucking joke.
It's horrible. And Leno is just, you know, he's still... I don't know, he sucks. Fucking Arsenal. I don't know what to do.
All right, but that's the thing, right? Like, Arsenal, so bad. Like, 18th in the table, whatever, horrible, blah, blah, blah. Leno's equal with Ederson... Two behind Johnson, two behind Darlow.
Like, yeah, like, what's the point?
What are we talking about? He's five behind.
I don't need 0.5. I don't know. Dude, like, do I need 0.5 in the bank? I don't know.
Keeper. That's why you don't transfer on keepers. Like, that's why right there. He has 11 more points than Guaita. What? When did he get them? I don't even know, you know?
Get Kane, and I didn't even consider Kane, dude.
Yeah, and I considered it because we touched on this pod, because I was saying it's indefensible to have Son over Kane, and then Son over Kev. It's indefensible to have Kev over Son, and then you said the same with Kane. It was like, yeah, well, you could just fix that problem right there. I mean, Keenan Davis got subbed on, so maybe you want to keep him. His big debut today. First game of the season.
No, he played game week one. He played 28 minutes.
Oh, he did?
Game week two. Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
All right, I don't know.
Well, tomorrow we'll just think and post our teams. And
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Any last words?
Oh, wait, well, we didn't talk about captain.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about captain.
I'm on Bruno.
I'm on Kev, but I haven't really thought about it. Okay. Yeah, I have Kev, Bruno, Mo, Jack. All have great fixtures.
Maybe Jack's not an option.
Maybe I'll just go Mo. Well, Kev's not an option either. So Bruno, they're the same. I'm totally sold on this concept that they're just one fucking brain nightmare torturing me in my sleep. Oh, Alon, you like watching this fantastic player? Well, get him in your fantasy team. He'll never get you points, you fucking bastard. And I'm like, cool. I'm like, Jack, like my favorite player to watch outside of Liverpool. He's so good every game. Just like blank. Fucking El Ghazi, stress, Ollie, oi, fucking nightmare. God damn it. So, yeah, maybe I'll go Bruno, Mo.
Mo's a good pick here.
Maybe I'll go...
Mo's the...
Maybe I'll go Ings to Tony. Captain Tony. No, I'll probably go Mo.
Mo's a good pick here.
Yeah.
Mo's a good pick.
Yeah, Palace haven't been that tight this season.
Far from tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mo's a good option. Bruno... Leeds. I'm ready. I'm all about that.
I just want to get the pain out of the way early too. It used to be you don't want your captain to play first game.
You want it early.
I want it early because I know it's coming. So let's get it out of the way. Let's just confirm the red arrow 7:30 in the morning on Saturday. And so
Okay.
Any last words?
That was a good job by you.
Check us out at fmlfl.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfl. Support us at patreon.com/fmlsubscriber. Check us out.